Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the
good evening, people. I just kind of want to welcome you in tonight. We should have an exciting show tonight, so we're not going to really prolong the time. I'm going to kind of jump on into this. First order of business, as a lot of you know, we have a lot of races that's going to be taking place this weekend, so I'm just going to make a few announcements. We got the Big Valdosta Grudge Race, I think that Dano's putting on, over in Valdosta, Georgia, and we also got another grudge event, which is the Texas Grudge Fest 9, the finals, which is taking place also in Kennendale. And so in October 27th, we also got a race down in Hub City Dragway, which is going to be the Bike and Car Grudge Fest, which is a continuation from the August race. So we have three big exciting races this month. So not to really prolong the time, we're going to kind of go on and open up the mic early, because I'm sure we got a lot to cover tonight. First of all, starting off the topic here, for us with the Valdosta, or either the Texas, if anybody or the promoters is out there and want to kind of give a description of your race that's taking place this weekend, please feel free now to raise your hand and I'll open your mic up and you can kind of give a description of your event this weekend. Okay, I don't see anyone. Talking, we're going to kind of prolong that for a second and give the promoters time to get on the phone. We're going to kind of jump on into it. For the Valdosta race, do we have anybody that's locked in or anybody want to call out someone tonight on the phone? You can feel free to do that now if you want to. I'm sure a lot of caught. I know the topics and stuff been pretty hot this week, so I'm sure everyone want to put the two cent in or either call up someone. I think everybody's kind of quiet still, but we're going to kind of delay because I'm sure as the show goes on, we should be able to have a decent conversation. Now, as far as with the Texas race, do we have the promoter on from Texas? Okay, the one is on. Well, we're going to also tonight, I just want to make an announcement that Hub City Dragway has a new owner of the track, in which I think she should be coming on board sometime tonight to kind of give you an update on some of the changes and stuff that she wants to do at the track. So I'm sure sometime tonight she's chiming in. We kind of give her the floor to kind of give a brief description of herself and, you know, the background she came from and, you know, her plans for Hub City Dragway. All right, we're going to bump back up for us with the Valdosta race. I know a lot of people have been talking about it, a lot of races and stuff, a lot of animosity. So, we're going to open the mic for us with the Valdosta race this weekend. Anybody want to say something or anybody scared? Or what's your prediction for this weekend? Do you think the race is going to go off or everybody just kind of bluffing out there on a cycle bike or what? We got one caller. It's 6212. We're going to open your mic.
Yo, this is JC representing that custom heads crew. We just gonna cut some heads out this weekend. Anybody scared?
I understand that. Well, you all got a race coming off the trail or something too, don't you?
Yeah, we got one coming straight off the truck on Saturday. We gonna do our thing, you know.
I understand. Now, tell me this: what is this race that you all have with? What is the prices of Tucker Box with the first race? If Custom Cut wins or something, he still wins the money or something. You kind of give a description of what's the take on it?
I don't want to say too much. I just want to get that Saturday and show them what time it is. That's all I
okay.
want to do. I don't even want to talk about that. I'll let
okay.
Mr. X talk about that.
But the race is officially locked in, and so
it's locked in. It's locked
okay.
in. So if anybody punk out, then you know that's what it is.
Okay.
But we coming to race, and we will be ready as soon as we pull up at the track. we sitting on go. As soon as we hit the track, we on go.
Okay, I can understand that. Definitely can understand that. Oh, yeah. So how many races exactly since you locked in for Mr. Cousins? Because I know he has a lot of them.
Well, we know two for sure if the other guy don't back out. I think everybody backing out at the last minute, so we don't know what's going on. But we know we got that one locked for sure. We got another one locked in, but we don't even know if they're going to show up. So everybody getting scared. Now, I don't know why they get scared. End of the year, it's time to race. It's time to race.
I agree with you on that. Definitely agree with you on that. I also want to introduce Ms. Erica as the co-host that's tonight. Ms. Erica, if you're on there, please say something.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
You coming to Valdosta?
No, unfortunately, I will be in Texas this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just so happened the two events fall on the same day for this.
Right.
One of those things, I guess it just happened, you know, so I'm sure people would be kind of updating me as the races happen to take place.
You mean at the track?
Yeah, at the track.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there. You know, I may have the Grudge Inc. shirt on with the video camera, getting some footage so we can post it on the website.
Okay.
Definitely going to get some races on there, and then I'll be racing as well, testing out my
okay.
bike. So it's going to be a lot of good races, a lot. I think I scared one away, though. One's not coming.
Okay.
Yeah, one's not coming.
Hey, that's how I like us, but everybody getting scared now.
One's not coming. I'm not going to put his name out there like that because I know he's probably listening, so.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like we the only three on the mound. What's going on tonight?
No, I'm sure they're on.
Oh, yeah.
They lurking. Boy, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. They're waiting for CeCe to get on here so they can all get on him.
Yeah. We're going to try to do something different tonight. Rather than opening the mic up for everyone, we're going to kind of pause you and open as you want to respond, and then I'll kind of open your mic up because I'm sure it's going to be a lot of callers on tonight. So it's back and forth wanting
right.
to talk about some racing. So we have several that's with the lines open now, so I'm going to go on and kind of unmute the mic and see what they got to say. 9334, your mic is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on?
This is Marco Polo.
What's going on with you, Marco?
I can't call it, man. How you doing, Ms. Erica?
Did you hear me just say that? Dang, I knew you was going to call in.
Yeah,
what did you
I heard
hear?
That.
Oh, yeah.
I heard,
okay.
You say you scared somebody away. Who you scared away?
Yeah, I did scare somebody away. First of all, you left Chris's race early. Okay, because
oh,
he was supposed to race then. And then we agreed that we was going to race in Valdosta, and now you're not coming. So, you know, I have nothing else. I rest my case.
He may have another shot at you later on in the year over at Twigs. I'm still trying to work some details out. But
you're doing something at Twigs again?
Yeah, we in a discussion. There's nothing, you know, solid yet, but it's in the
okay.
making. So it'll probably
okay.
be in around the end of the
it'll
year.
Probably flake there too. Okay.
Yes, but you may still have a chance at him.
You might still have a chance.
Oh man, That sounds good, Chris. I got she brought the rain in down there in Tweed, you know.
Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, the way it's looking, I might not be able to make it to my doctor. I guess Erica did scare me away. I guess I'll let her have that one.
Okay.
But
if you
have something in Tweed, I will be there.
What you may do if you do get a chance to go down to Valdosta this weekend, just don't tell anyone. Just show up and surprise her, man. When she look up, she probably going to pass out.
He will surprise me.
Hey, if I show up, Chris, she might be out there hoping it rain again.
No.
Okay, well, now we got one more person here with the mic on. You know, okay, 6939, and your mic is open.
What's up, man? It's Big J, man.
What's going on, Big J?
Not much, man. Not much. Just calling to show my support, man. That's it.
Okay. How was that race this weekend, man? Down and no problem.
It was all right, man. Especially after what we went through down here with the storm that tore our ass down here just recently.
Okay.
It'd be a while before I would start working on a bike. I'm working on a house right now, so.
I got you.
I just went out just to get a little change of pace, man, relieve some stress. That's it. That's about it, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do understand that. Looking forward to a lot of people. They kind of quiet. Well, a lot of people are listening. We got a lot to cover tonight. But overall, was the bike? You know what I mean? Real good down there. Did you get a chance to see some good grudge racing? Or?
Yeah, it was a few, man. It wasn't like no real big money races going on. Like everybody, like you see all the trash talking. A lot of the stuff was being set up, you know, by the crews in the pits. So when it come up, it wasn't all no hoopla and arguing and fussing.
Okay.
Some racing. I uploaded a bunch of videos on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get them loaded over.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know how to.
Because I'm saying, actually, there's a race brewing out there on Facebook. I'm hoping that the two parties call in tonight and kind of settle the differences and go on.
Yeah. That's I don't think you got to worry about that happening, man. That ain't gonna happen.
Okay.
That ain't gonna happen.
Okay. We might just cross our hands and hope that they do call in, but if not, we. We got one more caller here. Call in 7897. Your mic is open.
Hello.
What's going on? Hello, Chris. Hey, what's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. I just called to give a very important message to Erica. It goes like this.
Okay.
Boom.
You know what it is.
Man, you scaring me, man.
That's good.
Definitely scaring me.
You need that healthy anxiety to get you down the track. That's
my heart is pounding right now. Oh my God, you scared me. Damn.
You'll be all right.
Take a deep breath. I'll be good.
Be right.
Thank you. I need that.
No problem.
Are you coming to Valdosta?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
With all the noise he's been talking and stuff on that note, he's definitely going to have to be one of the persons coming through the gate with a bike.
Yeah, definitely, man. I love Valdosta.
If that's what if you call his bike a bike.
Oh!
Damn. Man, see, I was going to do that one little joke now. And
You done took pictures off of Instagram
and
put me like with a fat face and yeah, that's not cool, man.
That's okay. I'm gonna present you in person your toilet paper roll for your turd. So
that's
fine. I don't want you to get nothing on you when you go down the track riding.
And after I wipe it, I'm gonna throw it on your bike. Hey Chris, are you gonna bring that hand clutch belt to the race?
I'm talking about what the race.
The Grudge Inc. hand belt, hand clutch belt, excuse me.
Which race? You talking about the Twix race or?
Well, which one are you bringing it to?
The Twix race.
Okay. That's going to be mine, by the way.
Chris, you got a date on that race?
Well, I'm fighting for the first, no later than the second week in December because I don't want to go past. The second week because of Christmas and all the holidays stuff coming up. Cause
right.
I really don't want to put no burden or nothing on nobody. So if I can't get the first week on the second week, I'm going to just hold off until later on next year sometime. But that's the plan as now because I think there's too much going on in November to try to schedule something. And so I think to let things calm down or whatever, I think December, around the first or the second week in December.
What you got anything in mind? What kind of races you going to have?
Well, I think with the weather over in Georgia, if it's anything like the weather here, it may be warm type in the daytime and cool in the night. And so my thing is that I'm going to try to locate me about four or five ProMod cars. I may something that's with a wire tie that'll keep from heating the track. But it's going to be, I may just do the grudge thing this time. I don't know about the 6-0 class because the way this thing in the weather is, I'm thinking it's going to get real dark fast too. So, you know, you'll probably have to open the gates up kind of early and racing will start early. But, you know, it just depends on the weather for us in the evening time, you know, to do and all that. You got to take into consideration too.
Right.
But I know over here in Hub City, last year when we had that race in October down there, it was like 49 degrees. And, I mean, we were still racing at 10, 11 o'clock in the night. You know, it was tough with racing and stuff. So I guess it just depends on the track, too.
Okay.
That's my plan. But, I mean, if you all feel like, you know, December 1st or the 7th or the 8th is a bad date or something for you, you know, just let me know, and I'll just wait till next year sometime.
You need to go on ahead of that. You need to go on ahead of that.
Okay, well.
I gotta go out of 2012 with a blast in front of Erica.
Everybody wants to go out with a blast in front of me. Just don't let it be your ending.
Where you got this hostility from? You just you know.
Because everybody's starting to pick on me now, so I'm in my defense mode.
Welcome to the grudge world.
Exactly.
Hey, but am I complaining though? No, I'm good. I can hold my own.
That's it.
I can hold my own. I'm good.
Okay, don't come crying up in nobody's face. Come everybody picking on you at the track now because you know the cameras will be rolling.
Huh?
I said, don't come crying up in nobody's face now when you feel like everybody's picking on you at the track like you're the weakest link.
No, I don't cry like that.
She ain't the weakest link. She's just checking, make sure everybody's brake light's working.
Damn. Yeah.
Man, you did get me on that one. And everybody laughing took a loss too. So don't act, you know, like I'm the only one.
Yeah, I didn't take a
mind
point,
you, that was only one time though. You know, I'm not the one that's been running away the past two races because you know my bike is fixed now and you know it's working. So you ain't trying to race me now.
Oh man, I get at thee.
Man, I'm shocked that the big grudge races don't have anything to say tonight.
You see that?
I would have think that they would have been tearing up the lines tonight for us with these call offs. Maybe everybody's keeping a secret.
It's
to themselves
still early. It's still early.
A lot of guys got stuff already locked in. Maybe they don't want to scare everybody away.
We have already had Custom Cut Camp to come on and give a brief description. In one race, he said he'd rather not even talk about it. So we're going to leave that one alone.
Sorry.
Okay. Nico, you got any other races lined up beside Erica?
Yeah, I got two that I'm gonna do. Do one with Lil Rat, and I think we're doing with Jarrell. I don't know if you know him or not. The name Hell Rail on Cyclobike.
Okay. Right.
So that's two right there, and anything else that comes up that you know ain't too much of a gamble, I try it. You know, I'm just out there to have fun.
Well, I understand that.
That's what it's about.
Yes, indeed. And Miss Erica talking about taking some heads off.
That is my goal. I aim to please.
You got everything straight with your bike, Erica?
Huh?
You got everything straight with your bike? Clutch and everything working?
Everything straight.
Okay.
Guys.
So,
mm-hmm.
So when you get out there and bikes start bucking like crazy, it's all you. It ain't the clutch.
I rode that bike long enough to know that it wasn't me. You know what I mean? It wasn't me.
I'm the rider. You know what I mean? I tell it what to do. So if I ain't doing what I tell it what to do, then you're going to have problems. Now, if it was me, then, yeah, but it's not. And we got it fixed, so we're good.
Sound like somebody had a hidden camera out there on you when you were making some shakedowns.
You were shaking down, all right.
Hey, I'm honored. If they have a camera trying to check what I'm doing, I'm honored. Thank you. If you're taking your time to videotape me, thank you. You could be doing other important things like riding a bit bike around the track or eating a hot dog.
Somebody should have recorded me pulling you around on that that little field there.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I had a good time.
Yeah. It wasn't fun when I wiped that on it.
Hmm?
I said it wasn't fun when I wiped that riding on that thing.
You fit in that big old thing? That small thing?
You said, you trying to say I'm too big to fit in there or something?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
See, that you go with the fat joke. See, I thought he was cool. It's okay. Let me think on something. I'm going to come up with something else.
Well, why are you holding that? We got one more caller here.
Bring him on.
1-6, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on, Mr. Marshall?
Hey, you got it. How y'all doing, Erica? Everybody else?
What's up,
Mark? Cool.
I was just calling in, hoping to add action on the phone tonight.
Okay, well, before you get started, let me just make an announcement. Drake, come on, you are on the phone. Please press 1 now, where we can go on and get this settled, or just you all want to talk about racing, go on and knock it up. Please raise your mic now. We'll give him a few minutes to... And I'm sure somebody, if he's not on, will call him and tell him. But other than that, Lamar, you got the beast ready to go, huh?
You talking to me, Chris?
Yeah.
My bad. Oh, yeah, she good to go, man. Everything's lovely,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
And you said the beast, I thought you were talking about Mayo. Like mine,
no.
You say the beast, that's Mayo, man. You can't.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, no, everything's good, man. Been, like I said, down for a little while. Everything's great. Now I'm back up running. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready to have a little action somewhere. Went out this weekend, Snowpile Raceway. It was nice. Met a lot of people I hadn't seen in a little while. 10 of them came down maybe about 40 minutes before closing time.
Right.
Yeah, ain't nothing really shook down.
Okay.
Someone set it up, or I don't think they even knew that me and the hippo bike was supposed to run, or the hippo on another bike, and a couple of things, but it was all too late in the night, and before anything, they made a couple shakedowns, track closed.
Okay.
So, ain't make big action went down like talking about.
I gotcha. For many of you that are on Facebook, that keeps up with a lot of the races down here in the South, it's been a little discussion. I guess a few have been going on between you and Drake here for a while, and we're just going to try to get it out and get it settled between the two of you. But, I mean, while we got you on the phone and at least waiting on Drake to come on, there was a little talk about a race that I guess he wanted to lock in with you. Maybe you two can kind of get together and go on and settle this little difference, which I hope you could. I want to do it before the year's up.
And I'm not going to say much without Drake being there to say anything back, but as far as in the dollar amount that came up with, that's outrageous. I mean, you can buy that race as far as I'm concerned. So, but, yeah, eventually I guess we're going to end up doing something. I mean, we've been back and forth with each other for the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years, and he had fell off the circuit. He retired, so he wasn't racing no more. And then out the blue, you know, seemed like he wanted to come back again.
Okay. Now, will it be booster for booster? I mean, heads up racing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, with between me and him, yeah.
Okay. I mean, because you two should be, what, within maybe, what, 5-10 pounds of each other, maybe? Or
probably,
not calling one of your other fat or anything.
A good 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone told me I looked like I was 235. I that was an insult, but I went with it, you know.
Okay.
So... But I'm good with it, though, man. But, yeah,
okay.
he probably got about 10 more pounds on me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, well, just hold for 1 second, man, if you don't mind, and I'm sure Drake gonna chime on in before tonight's over with. We got one more caller here to kind of open the mic, so we're gonna try to keep the mics open as possible. So we're gonna go on and open his line and see what he has there. I'll say 0077. Your mic is open.
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
This is Monster from Custom Tees Racing.
How you doing, there, sir?
I'm doing good. Who's this?
This is Chris, mental of.
Oh, okay. Where Rick at tonight?
Who's that?
Where Rick at tonight?
Rick.
Are you talking about Tricky Ricky?
Oh, Tricky Ricky.
Oh, they done tricked me and gave me the wrong name.
Yeah, he's
okay.
On another day.
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing down south?
We doing okay. What about you?
All good, man. All good.
Okay.
Everything's good, my man. Everything's good.
Well, I mean, while you're on, you might as well just kind of hang on for a minute and kind of, you know, listen in if you don't want to really participate or say anything. I'm thinking maybe you're a car guy. Are you a car racer?
Oh, no. We're promoters up here in D.C. Larry T. at Custom T's Racing.
Okay. I got you.
What's up, Miss Foxbody?
I don't know what Miss Foxbot is.
Is Erica Foxbot?
That's what I'm trying to figure out now. Is she talking in code or something?
Erica,
she got mighty quiet on it.
On another website or something?
Was he talking to me?
I don't know. Now you want to come on that phone.
You got it. That's another website you got a name? Foxbot?
I'm like, man, I think I might need that number. I might be on the wrong site.
Yeah, I believe so.
Hey, what, give me that number. We need to call that line.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm in Home Depot. I had to unmute that one, man.
Yep.
He said I'm in Home Depot.
Hey, walk away from the counter. Excuse me, say that again.
I think we got one person here, I think, that has changed his name to Mr. Custom K.
Custom X. Jared Jones.
Custom what?
Mr. Custom K. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess we're going to introduce the new Mr. Custom K.
Thank you. You know, I enjoy everything y'all do for me. Thank you to all my fans. Okay.
Oh, that was funny.
I like that, Chris. I like that. What's up,
hey,
everybody?
What's
good evening.
I'm on the highway. I'm headed down that way, man.
Oh, man, well, don't get a ticket, man. Slow down, man.
Hey,
okay.
I'm doing about 100 on the highway, man. I'm telling you.
Let me start this off to say that it will be a lot of racing going down out of my camp. Lil C had some issues. Scratch that. He's off the grid right now. But Tackle Box, we coming straight off the trailer with Tackle Box. Two races. Head up. If I lose, he turns right back around, no money exchange, and he lets me leave. He gives me the move. Okay?
Wow.
Now, if I win the first race, I collect. And I go back to the trailer and we laugh and joke at how dumb he is. But now the second race that I want to do with somebody, I wanna run Leonidas through the quarter. I really want to run Leonidas because, see, this don't have nothing to do with nobody else. It's a Georgia thing now. I want to be the fastest Hayabusa in Georgia. So that's the only man I got to knock off is Leonidas.
I don't know if they're going to go through the quarter with you, though.
They better not. They better not.
But I'm sure Scott
well, he said last week, he said he'll go to the eighth and a quarter with you.
Well, yeah, he did. So hopefully Devin or Scott would chime on in and kind of verify that or clear that up.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, I took online courses on negotiating, and I'm not going to go for that. If it's not the quarter, it's a whammy to me. No, only quarter mile. We had a quarter mile track. We're going to run the quarter. And you know what? I'm going to throw this out here for somebody. Steven, if you're listening, you get the back tie through the quarter. You get the back tie. With your anxiety attack motorcycle, you get the back tie through the quarter. And you know what? I'm willing to lock it in on the phone, over the phone right now. You get the back tie through the quarter. Let's go ahead and get this thing going. I mean, I want to do two races. I'm planning on winning the first race with Tackle Box, so that's one race. I need one more race on my card, and that'll do me. So, Steven, get the back tie.
I don't know if Steven's going to run you through the back door, too. I think Steven's going to set up for the 8 mile, I believe.
No.
I don't know, but he may chime on in himself. Now, we got a caller here. Let's see. 2640, we're going to open up this mic. That may be Price. Yeah. 2640, your mic is open.
Right.
Hello, what's going on,
Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Memphis Twins and Purple Rain Brian. Yeah.
What's going on, fella?
What's up,
glad to have you guys on. Are you all going to make the trip down to my house this weekend? Are you?
Yeah, we'll be down there.
Okay. I was hoping the promoters came on to kind of talk about the races tonight, but as long as we don't have them on, I'm going to make an announcement now for the Vidalso either the Texas Grumpfest race. Guys, if you're on the phone, please raise your mic where we can have you to come on and kind of talk about your event coming up for this weekend. Okay. Well, back to the world of business. As I detect, Mike, don't be able to run you, you got anybody else in mind you want to call out on?
Let me see. Let me get this right because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. Let's try Cranky. I heard they're supposed to be showing up. I wouldn't mind trying him. I know these all motorbikes. Steven got gas. I think he's not going to run me through the quarter, but I was just trying to sweeten it up for him. Maybe he in a sucker mood tonight. But I don't know. Maybe before the day over with, I try here, bust a head up for a little change. Try here. I mean, it's all racing.
Okay. Well, Headbuster crew of fans, if you're out there, somebody please get Headbuster on where we can go on and get this locked in or whatever.
Yeah, but I want to let everybody know on the line tonight, everybody who's listening all over the world, I have officially buried the Biohazard motorcycle. He's the only bike that wanted to run me and didn't run me this year. So he's officially buried by Custom X. And, Chris, I heard you call me Custom Cuts. That's wrong. It's Custom X.
Well, I did correct it at the end, man.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. You're right.
You are serious with it. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and we throwing up the X. When that green light come on, when that white light in Cecil, when it come on, when it flashes, I want you to throw up the X. We all throwing up X's this weekend.
Okay, so if you really serious about this name, you must be really serious about getting those bright orange leathers.
Oh, it's a wow. That was a secret. But you know what? Since you let it out, I'm going to let the world know. I'm coming with the Sean Gann bright orange leathers for next year. I know it's going to cost me about $3,000. I'm coming with the black boots, the bright orange Luminal 4 leathers. I know y'all been picking at my leather suit. Custom Cuts got a cheap leather suit. Yeah, I know y'all been picking at my leather suit, but I'm spending the bread for next year.
Custom X.
Yes, sir.
Your other suit, can you donate that to to Billy Vogue, he can get out that Captain American suit.
That's cold blooded, man.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid if I donate that suit to him, he may turn black. He may turn black. And I don't know if he'll like that. Because Billy Vogue, if you listen right now, do you wanna be black? Do you wanna be black like Black Caesar? Do you? Mass one on the phone and let me know. Yes or no? Mass one. Custom X is in the house. Y'all coming to my backyard this weekend. And I'm going to tell you, you better have your cameras on because I'm going to be in full effect, dancing, giggling, jerking, twitching, whatever y'all want, y'all going to get. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I got a surprise for everybody, but they don't even know they're going to get it. They don't even know they're going to get it. And they on the lines right now. They on the lines right now. I got a surprise for somebody, and they don't even know they're going to get it.
Well, you know they're listening. They're unmuting their phones in the middle.
Are they muted or are they unmuted?
They muted right now.
They running their mouth right now.
Okay, well, let's see. We got two callers that's open, so we're going to open the mics up now. 9334 and 0411. Your mic's open.
What up, Custom X?
Yo, what's going on, my friend?
Yo, this is Speedy.
Hey, I'm glad you crawled out from under your rock. What's going on, my friend?
Nah, I wasn't under no rock, yo. I just told me that you was talking about you might want to try me in a quarter mile.
Right, exactly. When I get finished with tackle ball, and if anybody else jaw-jacking or really just talking and don't want to run, let's go ahead and put a little chips up and let's do a race, man. I mean, let's go ahead and do it, man. We'll do it for, we'll do it for two fingers in the air.
Yeah, I'm ready. I don't believe you're going to do it. I think you did.
Well, you know what?
On that radio saying that.
If you want to make it official, we can do that too now. So don't think I'm just talking because I'm gonna be gambling with tackle boss money. So it really don't matter to me. It really don't matter to me, bro. So if you do beat me, you'll be beating tackle ball. You won't be beating me.
If you come out there, you might as well go ahead and pay me for the race start because it's over.
Hey, well, call it like you want to call it, but DTM Performance is going to be there with three bikes and all of them black. Because that's the color
every one of them. I run every one of them.
I understand that. Well, I tell you what, you bring you and your motorcycle and that little Jerry curl you got on top of your head, and we'll talk about it when you get to the track. Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
I ain't got no Jerry curl, but I'll be there.
Yeah, but, what's going on with them boys up that way? I mean, how many bikes y'all bringing out? Just one?
Eddie coming. Eddie Kane coming.
Right. Possum coming?
Nah, Possum dad sick, so I don't think.
Oh, okay. Y'all bringing anything with a hand clutch that can run Erica?
I don't got no hand clutch bike.
Okay, all righty then. Okay, we can talk about something else. Now, let me ask you something. I'm going to ask you this now. If I let Erica ride my motorcycle, will you give her the brake?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Through the quarter.
You called him.
Wait, he ain't answering.
Hello? Did you say yes or no?
Yeah, we'll probably do that.
Probably. Wow, that's a word I'm not familiar with. Wow.
More than likely, yeah. You know, I got to talk it over with my rider, but yeah, we'll probably do that.
Okay, you know, just let her tap out of there. And we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I have faith in her riding abilities. The bike is simple to ride. I have faith. And we willing to gamble. Like I say, it's going to be talk about money, so it don't really matter anyway.
Oh, but I'm saying, you're talking about after you run me head up. You're talking about doing it straight after that, right?
Wow. I can't believe you slipped that in there. No, we wasn't talking about me. We was talking about
Erica, and you.
Before that just came up, now you just said that you were going to run me head up.
Yes.
Give her the break.
No, listen. If I get finished, when I get finished with Taco Box, and if nobody else, remember what I said, if nobody else talking about running me, then I will run you. Remember what I said now. If nobody else is talking about running me, I will run you, Speedy.
Why I gotta be if nobody else gonna run you?
Because I want to give everybody an opportunity to get my head that day. I want to give everybody an opportunity that been running their mouth on Psycho Bike and think I'm a joke, think DTM Performance is a joke. Caesar is going to be there, going to be fresh, so you won't have to worry about coming up to me and I'm saying my bike sold or my bike ain't running. The bike is going to be there. The bike is going to be running. So don't worry about that. Bro, I'm telling you, if nobody else don't want to run me, you got action. We ain't trying to wait around all day. This is the South, man. It's muggy down here. We trying to get back home.
Right.
You might as well go ahead and do that before. You ain't got to make me wait for them other people then. You might as well go ahead and do it.
Well, we'll see. Like I say, man, my plate was full, but since Lil C jumped off the boat, and we got room for one more. So don't worry. You're going to get what you're looking for. Because I asked my mechanic, I said, Dan, I said, what you think we can do with Speedy? He said, Speedy? He spit on the ground. He was like, man, that's what I think about. He said, Speedy, he went, poof. He said, man, that's what I think about that race. He said,
he almost choked, didn't he?
Oh, no, that's the same thing he did with Chris Moore. That's the same thing. That's the only mechanic that I know that all he towed around is a laptop. That's all we need for Caesar. You coming to my house now. And welcome home, baby. Welcome home.
Hey,
welcome.
And I take over wherever I go.
Okay. Okay. Hey, you make sure you bring your family, bring everybody. Cause I want to see the look in their face when I beat you. Because I noticed every time you drawed on me in North Carolina, your whole family was around. Everybody was looking me dead in my face. So I'm a serve it up to you just like you served it up to me. I'm going to have my whole family down there looking you in your face.
They could be looking. You're going to be looking at a back of head buster, though.
Okay. It better not do what it did the last pass I seen it in North Carolina. You better not let that tire come off.
Oh, that problem ain't been corrected. And it still went faster than what you would ever go on that pass.
Okay, well, whatever you say.
I promise
like
you.
Like I say. Fasten your seatbelt and be safe. Drive the speed limit. You know, don't ride dirty. Just come down here and get down here safe. Trust me, we got something on you.
I hear you. It's all going to change when we get there, though, I promise you.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I say, we're going to be ready. Priceless, Tackle Box, Randy, any of them boys listening tonight, I would want y'all to call in to really, I want to hear your voice before I bury you. Because you're going to get buried alive come Saturday.
That was
up. Yeah. Yeah. I'm striving for Grudge Racer of the Year.
But can we go ahead? Can we lock that in? Can we lock our race in?
Like I said, Speedy,
You're stuttering. You're stuttering now.
No. I'm trying to tell you. Like I say, I don't play with money. If I'm not... For sure, if I'm going to race you, I'm not going to lock something in. But come. You coming for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to run Leonidas.
Okay. You coming to run who, Leonidas?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Y'all locked in?
Yeah, that's what he say. You know, ain't no money in hand up yet. And he wouldn't lock in when I wanted to lock in, so. You know.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me, out of all the racing that's going on this weekend, Custom X, and Tackle Box is the only race that's locked up? You got to be kidding me.
No, we locked in. We verbally locked in. But like I say, I don't think he's going to do anything. I think he's going to pay the punk out.
Wow. I'm willing to take a chance. We're willing to take a real chance. Do you mind running one of the GS sites?
I'll run anything y'all got.
Okay, all right. Let me, I don't need to make a phone call. I already know they're going to be there. But I think I can make that happen with you. To accommodate you. Yes.
What do you mean take a 10? I'm taking a 10, but I don't want to get the smaller bike.
I don't care nothing about that. You saw Stormtrooper ran right past the GS bike. Okay. It's obvious that we don't have enough for y'all, but I'm willing to do something. I tell you what, let me get
that Stormtrooper. Y'all willed on that Stormtrooper race, and they wouldn't do it again. So.
Yeah, you're right. You noticed that, didn't you? You noticed they wouldn't do it again.
But I tell you what, Stormtrooper and Headbuster, two different breeds.
Yeah. I tell you what, Speedy, let's do this right here. You run me for a stack. I do it after Taco Box. Run me for a stack.
Man, I'm almost like one crank up for a stack.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. Grudge World is a prime example of why Grudge
I mean,
don't go
pay
on
more,
anymore.
I gotta pay Marada. I gotta make
man, don't you know, man. Let me tell you how much money I'm paying before I even hit the track. I got to pay Dan fuel to get down here in that Winnebago. Man, I'm out of almost $3,000 before I even touch the track. So what you saying? You ain't saying nothing?
I got an RV too, and I gotta pay my fuel down here.
I mean, you act like you spending money that we ain't spending down here. We spending just as much money you spending. My mechanic got to come from Youngsville up there, North Carolina.
That's why I'm trying to make mine back.
Shoot, man, you talking about how much money you spending. Man, come on, man. If you run me for a stack, I tell you what, we'll lock in two races. So if you know you're going to beat me, that's $2,000 right there.
What's the two races?
Hey, if you want to do it.
What's the two races?
The first race, head up. The second race, you give me the move.
The phone breaking up. I can't hear what you said.
Oh, man.
You heard.
My phone went out. What'd he say? First race.
The first,
head
the
up,
first race, head up. The second race, give me the move.
Man, I'm
if
not
you
giving
beat
you
me.
No move. Why you begging the 1,000 for anything?
Because I'm like that. I told you, man. I took a class online in negotiating. I find fools
you
for a living.
That because I'm not giving you nothing.
Okay, well, Another man gave me that. I got to throw it to you.
Well,
you know,
hey, I'm not giving it to you.
Well, what can you give me?
You got the boss. You got the V killer. Why I gotta give you something?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get that little title off of me. Billy Bowles is not even don't even exist to me anymore. He's a has been.
I'm just saying so what
right
you
now,
said.
Right now, I got the Speedy killer. I got the Speedy killer.
No.
Let me put it like that.
Gonna get killed. Coming out there messing with Headbuster. I promise you.
Okay. We gonna see.
Yeah, man.
We definitely gonna see. Don't come down here and think you can't find no race because when you least expect it, I'm gonna come lurking.
When we shake down, the whole track gonna backpedal. Everybody there gonna backpedal.
Okay. Well, me and Taco about coming off the truck. We ain't doing no shaking down. See, y'all the one that do 4 or 5 shakedowns, man.
No, I don't. I just got to make sure the track going to hold my power.
Bad roster? No, this ain't the roster.
And my bike was spinning that Maryland.
What?
So,
yeah.
What that mean?
Yeah, got your setup wrong.
Okay.
God, look, before you all get in it, Mullen just got a text that the new owners of Hub City is trying to call in, so I'm going to make an attempt to try to call the number. Just hold you off the thought there for 1 second. Let me see if I can patch her in.
Hello.
Hello, Bunny.
Yes.
Okay, hi, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Okay, we got you on the board here with all the other races and stuff on. So just kind of let you kind of intervene for a minute and just kind of introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I don't know who everybody is, but...
Well, we got have people on here ranging from, where they say from Texas all the way up to probably Maryland or whatever, even further. But basically, the East Coast all the way from the South. So.
Okay, good to know. I know there must be quite a few. I couldn't get through. Anyway, I'm Bonnie Webb. I've recently moved from Houston to Hattiesburg. I did a multi-year lease with Hub City. I'm trying to put together some races for the bikes. You know, I'm looking at maybe a bike night where you can all come out and just kind of hang with your buddies. If you want to race, you know, you can eat, and then if you want to race and go down the track, that's fine. But, you know, I'm trying to make a home for bikes. I've been looking at possibly doing that maybe once a month on Thursday night, maybe weekly. Someone brought to my attention that the weather's cold. People aren't going to want to come out at night so much, you know, through the winter. So I thought maybe, you know, a particular Sunday a month. But mostly I want you to feel welcome. I want to make you at home. And you know, any ideas you have how we can make Hub City a better place for you guys to come out to, I'm certainly open to opinions.
Okay. And they can also reach you if anyone has questions or something to ask for you. They can reach you on, what, Facebook? Somebody to go to the website?
They can reach me on Facebook at HubCityDragway.com, HubCityDragway, actually. They can reach me email at with Bonnie at HubCityRaceway.com, or they can just call my cell phone at 713-906-0042.
Okay. All right, okay, and also, when as far as any changes or anything you thought about as far as bringing, I mean, your experience to Hub City, as far as any changes you see that you want to make or you want to try to improve or?
Well, there's a lot of, there's a lot of changes. For example, you know, we had EMT out there here a couple weeks ago. Before I took over, we had a bike wreck. It wasn't anything major, but the bike hit the guy in the helmet and he fell off backwards. That was a week prior to me taking over, and then the following week, you know, we had a little car wreck. Thank goodness the guy wasn't hurt, but it was a wreck.
Right.
But it was brought to my attention that there was no ambulance there, so I did go last week and purchase an ambulance.
Okay.
It should be there this Saturday, so, you know, try to make you feel safe.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking to do better track prep. Trying to put a little better organization to staging lanes and things of that nature. I guess I got a little work cut out for me, but I've taken a lot of suggestions. And any of you that come out for Chris's race on the 27th, I think you will see a big difference.
Okay. All right. Well, for anybody that's out there, I guess we can take this time now. If you want to ask one a question, whatever, about the track, you can feel free. We'll take a couple minutes, you know, to open the lines up if you wanted to ask anything. If not, we just ask it to kind of chime in and just listen to the rest of the show with you on mine.
I would like to say that it was brought to my attention that I guess some people were asking if I liked bikes, if I was going to get rid of the bikes. I can tell you that I very much do like the bikes. I do want the bikes. I have no intentions of trying to get rid of the bikes. So any of you that has heard that rumor, I can assure you it's not true.
Okay. All right. I think that cleared a lot of rumors up. Like I said, if anybody has a question or something they want to ask on at this time, you know, we take about a minute or two to open the lines and have someone to ask.
Hey, CC, I'll get back with y'all in a minute. I got to run for a minute. I'll get back on.
Okay. All right. It's not Bunny. Like I said, you're more than welcome to chime on in and just listen in on the rest of the show if you want to. You feel like you're having a question or whatever, you just feel free to kind of, you know, chime in.
Well, would anybody like to give me their opinion on what they think about having a bike night? Or perhaps a bike Sunday afternoon? Or, you know, how they feel about that, if they would even be interested?
The only thing about that, a lot of people are out of town. Now, maybe the locals, you know, That would be a great book for people, you know, coming maybe from Georgia somewhere. That may be a little bit out of the way for them to drive on a Sunday. You don't have to be like a work on Monday.
Right. Or even a particular Friday night, you know, once a month.
Well, even with the Friday, it would be the same for as people, you know, getting off work Friday evening and trying to come down.
Right.
Unless it was, could have been sometime in the summer or something, you know, maybe that we'll have warm weather or something, you know, that you could probably stay open till 12 or whatever later. But, you know, for us with this winter weather, you know, coming.
Right.
Unless there's a big grudge race, if somebody want to, you know, do that, then I could probably, you know, see something there. But
well, I will be on here if anybody, you know, has anything they want to discuss.
Okay. Custom cut. I'm sorry, custom heck.
Yes. Headbuster, you still on?
He said he had to go for a second. I think he would try to chime back in.
Oh, well. All right.
Now, your race that you got lined up this weekend for with tackle box and all of them. So that's two races that you have.
Yes, that's two races. The first race head up. Now look, it's two races. If I lose the first race, now if I win the first race, then I collect and I go to the trailer.
Okay.
Now if I lose, he turns back around and lets me leave.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna collect on that one. So either way, I'm gonna be collecting.
Okay.
Yeah. Either way. Because everybody, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Say what?
Little C just had what schedule conflict that came into his schedule, or he?
Yeah. I think his mechanic had some issues. That he had to take care of, and I think Lil C just threw in the towel.
Okay.
Yeah. Bear him a G. Yeah, he went down with the trip. He did lock in, and he did want to race me, but, you know, bear him a G. That's all I can say.
Okay. So do we have any more people out there who wants to do a call out or whatever at this time? Feel free to Georgia boys.
Cousin Mix, you still on?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, look, I've been listening. I got cut off for a minute. I won't be able to make it this weekend, but man, do what you do. Go on ahead and hear it all up.
Yeah. Who am I talking with? Marco.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to do that, bro. I appreciate the love. I'm telling you, it's gonna be real nice. I wish you can make it though.
Yeah. But hey, you gonna represent though. I'll hear about it.
Yeah. Just keep chiming in to the Cycle Bike. I'm pretty sure you're gonna see the updates.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you, don't sleep on no Erica now. Don't sleep on her.
I think her husband sweet.
Why would I have one question to ask you though? Why would you put that pressure on her to put her on that bike?
What, on my bike?
Yeah.
Because Nick here, I'm thinking about buying a new bike,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking about letting her just grudge that bike for next year.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's really a lot of pressure on her because, I mean, she got what it takes. She got hard to go up against a world that is dominated by men. You know, and
putting up the race, one of the fastest 1,000. Well, I should say one of the fastest, but I mean, you don't think that's going well? I shouldn't jinx or whatever. I'll just leave that alone.
Because no, I'm gonna tell you. This is the reason why I said it, because this fool's born every day. A fool wouldn't give Erica the break. I mean, you know, well, no, I'm gonna put it like this: only a fool will give Erica the break. because only a fool. And I know he wasn't going to take that race. He wasn't going to take that race. He wasn't going to take it. He's not going to see Miss Lady on the bike like that with the brake. No.
Okay, well, we have another caller here. We're going to leave 6044. Your mic is open. 6044, your mic is open. You ran him off. Are you saying that he wouldn't give her?
No. I'm gonna tell you, if somebody came online and asked me to get Erica to break on Speedy's bike, if she was gonna ride that bike, I would no. Cause one thing in this game you got to learn, you got to give respect. You got to give respect. And I give that man's motorcycle enough respect to know that if Erica get on Speedy's motorcycle, head bust her. And I give her the break, I won't catch her. Because there's no pressure on her. All she got to do is lead. All the pressure on me. Shoot. If that's the case, if he locked that race in right now, I'll pay for Erica to come down here on Friday and I get about 3 or 4 shakedowns, and I guarantee he won't beat her. He won't beat her on Saturday. I pay her way. I pay her fuel, her room, her food at the best restaurant, and doggone, we'll make 4 shakedowns
hey,
pass,
cut.
I guarantee you.
Yeah. Custom cut. I'm trying to get him out. I just called me. I'm trying to get him on. He said he can't get on, so I'm trying to get him a call for you.
Yeah, the lines are full, so I'm just calling Darrell's phone.
I'm not trying to. I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but I'm real strong up on my name right now. So if you can you please call me Custom X? Please. The cuts is gone. Custom X.
Custom cut?
No, Custom X Incorporated.
I thought you had a barber shop. You give a custom cut?
Folks just got to get accustomed to a custom mix. They just ain't got accustomed to it. You got to represent your name some more.
So you can't make that thing cut to the cut.
Hey, when we walk around, yeah, you're right. You know, it is Barbershop Incorporated, but I'm telling you, when y'all see me on Saturday, when I be throwing up the X, y'all gonna know.
Okay, this is the only 2 races or 3 races that's locked in for Saturday, because, I mean, the way they've been talking online, we just have more races locked in, or it's just everybody is out there just kind of,
quiet. See, the key word you said was talking on the Internet. That's all they're doing is talking. They always talk about what Custom X ain't doing or what he going to show up and won't race or he getting paid to come to the track. I'm the only one that's got a locked-in race for Saturday, and this junk is locked in. 5-on-2. That's what we locked in, 5-on-2. Off the truck. So you ain't got to wait around at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to do this before, I tell you what, we're going to do it before 4 o'clock. So you better get to the track.
What time the track open?
Man, do we have anybody out there that's listening want to go on and challenge Custom Cut where we can go on and get all this off the table or whatever and kind of put this to rest?
All the Chris Moores, because Chris Moore called me and told me he may bring that 1,000 that I beat his head in when he was riding at the first of the year. He may bring it. So, Chris Moore, if you bring that 1,000, if you chime in tonight, you get the back tie through the corner. You get the back tie through the corner. All you got to do is just call in. Chris Moore, not this flunky, call in and lock it in. You get the back tie. I'm going to run around here at the 3:30. So keep that in your head, too.
What if the ACP bike sneak up on you this weekend? Will you give him a rematch through the corner?
If Mr. Marcus ride it, ACP, if you're listening, Joey, if you put Mr. Marcus back on that motorcycle, you get a raise head up. Chime in, and we'll lock it in. I give him his race back, Chris, with Mr. Marcus riding it, head up through the corner. Head up through the quarter. But don't come changing riders, trying to put Richard on it or flying in.
Teasley or putting Billy Bowles on it, I won't miss the market. Yeah.
Well, while people are thinking on that one or whatever before they come out and kind of give us these freestyles, we're going to shift forward here for a little. October 29th, we got the race down in Hub City. Do we have anybody on? Want to make a call out on Grudge Race for the October 27th race? I know we had Marsh on earlier. He was still on. Okay. Do we have any races locked in for that? I know Big Red was supposed to be running Mayo back over. I don't know if that's race completely locked in or whatever. I think Seedbuster and Tacklebox are supposed to rerun their race over again as well.
No, nothing I know that's locked in or nothing. This is my first time hearing about any race like talking about, so.
Okay.
But it ain't no problem as far as in locking in. Man, we show up. We're
right.
Coming, we show up.
Okay. Purple Rain, you gonna have your bike down at 27, are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Memphis Twin.
Oh, you got a lot going on.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely
hear that. Got a lot going on. Is Erica still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brand. Erica, did you do like I asked you this morning?
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You took Brand. It off?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's up? What's going on?
You was asking the 27 way
out, Greg. This is Hub City. It's the Grudge Race. The continuation of the one from August, yeah. I was asking what you're going
to
have Mike down on the 27th. Okay.
We're going to be in that house.
Okay.
Our real yard.
We're going to be in that house, too.
Okay.
Now yeah. Hey, don't cut it. Yeah, don't cut it bad off, and let me see that bottle on that bike now.
Say that again?
Oh, I was talking to Erica. I said, don't come to Bell off and let me see that bottle on that motorcycle.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Custom X, yes, sir.
I'm going to knock the fucking Jamaica out your ass.
F you out.
You're not even Jamaican. That's a disrespect because
you're
not even Jamaican, though.
He's going to call.
You know what? Who am I speaking with?
This is Tacklebox.
Tacklebox.
And Rain's here with me.
Okay, well, hey, you know what? I want everybody to listen to me right now. This is Custom Mix coming to you live. You're talking to Tacklebox, a dead man walking, because that's what he is right now. He's a dead man walking.
Hey, well, I'll tell you one thing. Let's see how much nuts you got. I've never been about 45 minutes away. I bet I'll fuck you up Friday night, man. I've been there for my life straight off the trailer.
Ooh, B. Hey, I tell you what.
Yes or
hey,
no?
Hey.
I ain't got to listen to all that other bullshit.
Hey, no. No racing goes on with me until Saturday. I want the world to see this because I'm going to put you on the big stage.
You ain't hitting on shit. What did the GS all
okay. Well, you know what? I guarantee you, Erica and my boy Keith on the phone can tell you what I'm hitting on, and you already know what I'm hitting on.
Yeah, I've been seeing you all over the country. You can't get out of your own damn way. You can't call that motherfucker on Bob Allison.
Well, hey, what about the GF Friday night? You want to go off the trailer with that?
I'm going to tell you, we got Ronnie coming back. We got Dan coming down. I'm going to be down there. Let us put our head together and come up with, you know, a little something. We probably do something with y'all.
Off the trailer Friday night. We know
man,
what we
look,
got Saturday.
Look, don't,
Friday
don't,
night.
Look, don't put yourself in no situation where you're going to have to borrow your money back from me to get home. Okay? Because we break through on Friday.
I done told you what I do. I done told you what I do with the kind of chips you bet. I wipe my ass with that shit.
Okay, well, you know what? You got a lot of hands feeling on your tail back there because money touched a lot of hands. So you got a lot of hands touching your tail. But I'm putting it like this right here. Friday night, you may get what you're asking for. You may get what you're looking for.
Hold on, CeCe. This is Randy. I just want to know. Let's see what everybody thinks. We want to see who wants to side bet with you. Cocaine, off the trailer. Who's with CeCe? Boy, it's quiet. And quiet.
I mean, what did you come up with that from? Who want to side bet with
man,
me?
I'm just trying to get our money up, man. I'm just trying to go for just a little bit more than the 300 or 400, 500 you want to bet. That's all.
Wait, hold on. Now, you 300 or 400, let's put it like this right here. You lock in, we already locked in on 5. Raise the pot to 5 then. Raise the pot to 5, 300. Since you think I'm playing, you can raise it to 10. Now, since you run to your mouth, we can raise the 10 stacks since you run to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
now,
that's
on
fine.
Phone radio.
I'm going to on the phone, man.
No, man, I don't care. I know how I make my money. I ain't worried about that. I got ten guys. We're going to put $1,000 a piece. So you tell me.
If you pay the cost, you can be the boss. You got to hear it, be the...
Yeah, what I'm saying is, you give me those 2 races on Saturday, y'all come up with 10. Come up with 10. If you want to get on the air and try to run your mouth, but we ain't got no money down here.
You call Tackle Box off of this Grudge Radio show, and let's lock that up right now. And get all your little partners to throw all their little chips in one bucket, count them all up, and call us.
What I'm saying is, it's got to be the same rules that we discussed. Head up.
When we fuck you up over 2 races, what's going to be sitting in my trailer?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you like this right here. If y'all beat me like that, I'll bring my title and give y'all my motorcycle. Since you wanna put it like that, let's put our motorcycles up.
Bet.
Since you wanna talk like that, let's scratch the money. Let's scratch the money. If you beat me by giving me the move, I give you my motorcycle. Now bet your motorcycle. You can't do it because that ain't your bike. Now give me the move and think you're going to pull around my motorcycle. Crazy in your head, man.
Do I need to throw up some paperwork or whatever and have...
You crazy in your head. Think you're going to run around Caesar. Ain't nobody ever pull around Caesar. Nobody.
It didn't give me one of the points.
Now, since you want to get on the air and talk chips, we ain't talking money. We talking bikes. I got the title of my bike right now. Let's race title for title. You give me that same race. No, he up here talking. Let's race title for title. And I'm going to see what your mouth going to do when I win your motorcycle. Because you know what? When I win it, I'm going to give it to Erica. Erica, you can have it on. There goes your Grudge bike. Run it. Maintain it. It's yours.
All right, well, he already told you that
we'll bring the title. That's fine. If that's what you want to do on 4, you got it.
Okay, bring your title. Make sure it's clear. I've got my title. It's in my name. And let's do it. You head up race. If y'all beat me, y'all come back around and give me the move. Title for title. If y'all beat me with the move, y'all can have my motorcycle. I don't want it no more.
Are you all just talking, man?
Chris, I tell you what, just to prove you ain't talking, let's lock it up, Tackle Box, title for title. And you know what? Who you want me to take my title to? No, I don't care, man. I don't care about this, man. If you beat me by giving me the move, you can have my motorcycle, because I don't want it.
Okay.
Well,
this show is recorded, so it's
on
now.
Do Randy, you lose your bike if you lose? Yeah, he gonna lose his bike. If I put my motorcycle up, he gonna lose his motorcycle too. this motorcycle makes me? You think this motorcycle makes me? Dog, I'm going to tell you this right here. I believe in my machine so much that if you give me the hit and you beat me, it's just like a broke dog. I don't want him no more. I don't want him no more. You can have him. Yeah, you can have him. Now, let's show the world how big your balls is tonight. I'm willing to put my motorcycle up with that same race you gave me. And this thing right here. Hey, Erica, you got my word. If I win this new motorcycle, you can have it. You can have it.
Well, why don't y'all just put them up racing head up then?
No. You stay out of this. You stay out of this. We're going to do the race that y'all won't gave me. Head up, and then you're going to give me the hit.
So before we get off this line tonight, we're going to have a clear understanding of where nobody can go off this tonight with the head kind of confused about what kind of race.
Okay, Chris.
Randy.
You got it.
I'm just trying to get an understanding of what's going on, man. Randy.
You stay out of this. Chris, ain't nothing going on, Chris.
Okay.
No, you know,
jaw-jacking.
Oh, no, ain't nobody jaw-jacking, Chris. I send you my title right now. Whoever want to hold my title right now, if he raise me head up and if I lose and he give me the break, I'll put my motorcycle up. Because if he run past me with the break, I don't want my bike no more. I don't want it no more. He can have it. Now, let's see how big your balls is.
Your bike
is scratched.
Yeah, we're going to give that bike to Darrell.
Man, look, I don't care nothing about that, man. Look, I'm talking about gambling. That's a gamble right there. Everybody on the internet talking about custom eggs don't take no gamble. That's a gamble. I'm willing to put my motorcycle up because I bought my motorcycle. That's my money. That's my money.
Let me talk just a second. If you're a gambler like you say you are, then why don't we wash all this out and put title to title heads up? No, we locked in. I'm giving you the opportunity to scratch that and let's wash up. The only way I'm doing my title for title is the race we got locked in already.
You're right,
CC. We owe you that. Let me make a hold on. If we beat you,
if we beat you on the heads up race, we'll turn around and give you the break. If we beat you again, you don't have to do nothing but pay us. We'll do a third race. Heads up. If I beat you, something happened before.
I can't hardly hear you, man.
We'll do three races again on the third race
to determine who gets to keep what. I can't hear you, man. What's up?
I'm here.
Yeah, well, what you saying now?
All right, hold on.
Randy.
Hey, man, blind.
See, no,
okay.
Just forgive it, because if you're not wanting to agree, you know, on doing one race heads up title for title, then we'll just stick with what we got.
Okay, let's stick. Okay,
I'm finna call cornrows.
Listen. This is the only reason why I said title for title. I wanted to dispatch the $2,000 we had up and put our titles up on the same race you giving me. Head up. If I lose, you give me the break. Title for title. Okay, if we're not going to do that, then there's no race for title for title. We'll just put the dog on two stacks up.
Okay, so you're wanting to scratch the second race. So if I beat you, then if I give you the break, then we'll put on title for title.
Like if the first race is gonna be head up. If you beat me, then you give me the break. If you win with the break by giving me the break, you get my bike. But you got to put your bike up.
No, that's dumb. That's in your favor. How is that in any? That's not in either parties. It's all in yours.
And you know what? If you came on earlier tonight, I told you I took some online classes in negotiating. If you take that raise, you're gonna go back home sick. You may have to walk back home. because you know what? Erica name will be on the title Monday morning, and we're going to go get a tag and everything. That would be her motorcycle because I don't want it. I don't want nothing y'all got.
Jared, I got a bunch of fucking problems, but money is not one of them.
Well, you know what? Money went on with me. I'm broke.
Well,
I'm broke.
You look broke. I mean, at least you're okay.
Yeah, you're right. I look broke.
I'm taking notes here tonight. I'm just trying to jot down this. So what is the official race, guys?
The official race is what we locked up for. Heads up, if we beat him, he gets the break. Nobody gets paid. If he beats us heads up, then it's done. It's over.
Okay.
That point is exactly. Chaka Boss, man, you all right, man. You all right. You
right.
Right
now, you guys hold that short. We got one more caller in here. We're going to go on and open up the mic. 9164. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, talk to me.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, you're all right, Rob, man.
Oh, what's up, Rob?
Hey, what buddy talking about? What old boy talking about? What the key in with the break?
Okay. This is what he's doing for me. We logged in 500 on Tuesday. He gonna race me head up. If he beat me head up, he gonna turn back around and give me the break. No money in change.
Well, what the dude was talking about, the money ain't a thing. He's
talking about
he a bit 10 on
that. Yeah, he talking about he a bit 10, dog.
Who the dude
was talking about that 10 with that break? Tagabah. Wait, he still alone? Yeah, he's still alone.
Wait,
Tagabah.
Well,
hey, Tagabah,
they're calling
you.
Hey,
Hard Rock,
you got to back me up, man.
Hey,
I mean, you know, I'm a
cold
little dude, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
what's up?
Hey,
this
Hard Rock,
they're talking
about.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you talking about getting a break for the 10?
No, if we're going to do that, we're going to do both of them for 10.
Okay, let's do it, Hard Rock. Come on, man. Let's do it.
Okay, done deal.
I thought I heard a dude say something about you can bring all your Jamaican friends or whatever, some old shit, and talking about you'll do the 10 for the break.
Hard Rock, what they saying is they gonna run me head up. If he beat me head up, he gonna turn around and give me the hit. So regardless, if I lose the first race, he gonna give me the hit the second race. So we might well up the pot.
So what if you win the first race anyway?
If I win the first race, I collect my chips and go back to the trailer.
If you win the first race, the race is over with. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about that. I understand what you're talking about with that. But he said he'll put the 10, he'll do the
$10
if we're going to do a dime, we're
going to
do it on both fucking races.
You can't just do the dime on
both. Look, man. Look at him. I don't know you. And I don't know where you're from or whatever, but I'll be down there. I won't be hard to find.
Okay, well then we'll go ahead and count on just doing it for the dime,
hey,
man.
Hey, Rob, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, man. I got Big T on board. I got your boy G on board. I got about four or five other dudes on board. We're going to bet the 10. I guarantee they ain't going to cover me. Can't nobody out there give me the break. They're talking about running past my bike.
No, we're talking about if we're going to do the heads up race for 10, Jared.
Yeah, right.
So now you want to do the head up race for the $10?
The man signed a bet with you, so why can't you just go with it on the first race?
No, look,
what I got a call. I got a call. Somebody called me so about that he wanted to give Jerry the voice for the $10. That's who I need to talk to.
It's got to be both races. We're going to raise the pot. It has to be raised on both races. Now, who would not agree with me on that?
Okay, so what you're saying is we got to put a $10,000 head up. If I lose the head up race, that same $10,000, that pot don't go nowhere with nobody. We come right back around and we run. Right,
yes,
we come right back. Rock. You know what? If you don't want to bet, we're going to bet the whole 10. We're going to bet the whole 10. You know what? 500 on 10 then.
500 on 10. 500. So you lock up 500 on 10.
No. Yeah. What you want to do? You want to do two on 10? It don't matter.
No. We need. Okay. 2 on 10 is fine. Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
hey.
Check this out, man. Just give me a call. Give me a call, man. Tune in the show with. I don't know these guys or nothing like that. But I just got a call. Somebody called me talking about a dude wanted to give you the break for the team. I wouldn't give a goddamn how much money they brought from Memphis, Tennessee if he's going to give you the break.
Yeah. Hey, look at Hard Rock. Don't even go to the briefcase. I'll call you when I get off the air, and I want to talk to you. Don't even go to the briefcase.
Right. Yeah. Jared, are we changing it to 2 on 10 on each, yes or no?
What do you want to do? It don't matter. We on air right now.
Yes, that's what we want to do.
Okay, so the same race. Y'all head up. If I lose, y'all going to turn back around. We're going to cool off, gas up, come back around. Y'all going to give me the break.
Yes, sir.
But 10 more.
No. Hold on. No, it's the same
pot. But
10
more.
It's going to be 20,000
there. That's what he's doing, Jackalbox. You ain't listening to what he's saying, Jackalbox. He's trying to say for the same team.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. You ain't got nothing to do with this. Me and Jackalbox already know.
Listen to what he's saying, Jackalbox.
It's going to be the same pot. It's going to be the same pot.
You ain't winning,
Jackalbox.
So the first race they gonna be free.
Hold on, just let him talk. Go ahead, Jared. Start over from the top.
Okay. Jackalbox, it's gonna be 10 on my side, 10 on your side. Pot's gonna be 20.
Yes,
we gonna race head up. If I lose, the pot remain the same. We come back around, cool off, gas up, and we run. You give me the break for that 20.
Yes,
for that 20.
If you hit the break, then we get 20.
Y'all get 20. Y'all get the whole pot that we put up in the beginning.
No, you need to say 20.
There you go.
That's what
I'm talking
about.
Say 20. So no further discussion on this. This is finalized and it's locked in for $20.
So what you telling me? It's gonna be a $30,000 pot.
No, it's a total of
20. Okay, all right.
Here's what he's saying. Here's what Tackleby's saying. If you win on the first race, you walk away with $10,000 of Tackleby's money. You walk away with $10,000 of Tackleby's money. Here's what he's saying. If he beats you on the first race, he has won the first $10,000, just like you would win the first $10,000.
No, dog, no. You need to stay out of this because that ain't how we talked about it last night. That ain't how we talked about it last night. Hey, Jackalbox, this is the thing. Whoever going to win either race going to collect 20 G's.
Exactly.
20 G's.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right.
Okay, so I'm man, look here, man. We ain't trying to talk to you.
No, they ain't twins.
We ain't trying to talk to you.
Here's what it comes down to. He can win 10,000 with one race. Jackalbox, you got to win race 2 times to win 10,000.
Hey, you know what? Really?
Listen. All right, here, let me just talk just a second so everybody can hear.
All right, just listen, everybody. Just chill out a second. So you stay out of this.
All right, just listen, Jared.
Okay, the first race is heads up for a dime. Okay, if I lose,
hey,
you get this dime, we're done.
Hey, tell about. Look. Just keep the confusion down. Let's keep the same race. 500 on two. Let's do that. 500 on two. No, I'm not. You know what? Because there's too much confusion going on, we're going to do two races. If I lose the first one, you come back around, we're going to keep the same pot, and you're going to give me the break. We're going to leave it just like that. We get to the track, we're going to negotiate it. Because, man, it's too much going on this line. They try to get it all going on.
Let me finish out. All right. First race, heads up for a dime. If you win, we take our ass whooping, you take your dime, we're done doing business. Now, if I beat you, you hold on to that dime, set another dime
top
of that.
No. You know what? We gonna keep the first bet. I'm not getting into it. We're going
to
keep the first bet.
That's all you had to say is that you don't have the money.
No. We're going to keep the same race. We're going to race the same race. 500 on two. That's it.
You stay out of this.
That's it.
All right, we got another caller too. We've got 30 more minutes left in this show, man. We're gonna try to get as many callers as we can with the luck. Either somebody trying to race. So we're gonna put that on hold, think about it, whatever, until we get toward the end of the show, and then we're gonna try to sum this thing up. But in the meantime, we got another caller here, 8351. Your mic is open. 8351, your mic is open.
And that custom catch, man, I said.
What?
What
are
we talking about? You might have some bad light.
Oh, it must be a man.
Catch.
Yes, sir.
Man, you want to stay a little deep, boy, I tell you. I got enough time to listen to that bullshit. Man, you need to get your ass clean out there. I tell you. You need to come clean out there. We tired of listening to your bullshit. You are one scary little geek.
Well, you know what? You know, if I can understand you, I'll respond to you. But learn how to speak English and then call back in, okay? Hey, call me what you want to. But don't call me too late.
You ain't on the race for 10 grand. But then you ain't on the race for 10 grand.
Man, look here, get off the line. Can't nobody understand you, man. Learn how to speak English, okay? Hey, Rosetta Stone.
All right, we're gonna put that call on hold here for a second. We got another caller coming in, 0678. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
What do you think? Hey, Jerry, man, I just want to shake my hat out to you, man, because, boy, you keep it real regardless of what happened, man. You got me laughing like a bug tonight.
Oh, who is this?
Hey, you know who this is. This is the Hillside Strangler, man.
Well, then what's going on, my folks?
Hey, nothing. What's up with you, man?
I'll take you on the side.
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, man. Hey, boy, you got me. I was trying to go to sleep, man, but listen to your cat, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Hillside. They are crazy, man. They crazy.
They're wildin'. Hey, but you gonna have a paper chase and bite off the man?
No. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not gonna straddle that motorcycle no time soon.
soon.
I just wanted to get a little action in here with you, man.
Hey, hey, but I tell you what, you can get all you want with Caesar, though. I can get a fresh with Caesar.
Hey, man, I got to, hey, with Caesar, I'm going to need more than a break. I ain't in your class, man.
Hey, so I really want you to tell these guys on the air right now, Caesar ain't nothing to be played with, man. I'm telling you.
Well, from what I see, it looks like the bike fly, you know, and you know, I ain't stepping on nobody's toes. I give credit where credit due. There's a lot of guys flying, and a lot of guys think they flying. But, I mean, I only been on the grudge scene for about 5 or 6 months, and I'm just trying to have some fun with it. But I can't buy no $40,000 races. But I build that with my bike. You know, I'm slick and sliding. You know, I just want to have a little fun. I dance for about $2,000, you know.
Well, why don't you call Lil G back out? Why don't you call my boy Lil G back out, and we'll cover the pot. Like
well,
said,
I don't got that, man. Well, I mean...
No, I'm just saying, man, look, look, look. I tell you what, I'll cover the pot with you and Lil G through the quarter on Saturday. On Saturday, I'll cover the pot.
On,
cover the
on
pot.
Saturday.
You raise Lil G 1,000 with Francis on it. I'll cover the pot.
Well, we can do that on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to discuss no money on this radio with these people like that, you know. That just ain't me. I'm low.
Hey, hey, I'm gonna tell you something, L. I'm gonna tell you something, Strangler. If you know how you make your money and your money legit, you should have no problem talking about it. I don't have no problem talking about my money because I make my money.
Yeah, my money legit. I don't have no problem talking about it, but I don't like to put everybody in my business. Like I say, I don't mind the little grudge thing. It's kind of fun to me. I ain't been doing it for about 6 months, but you know. I do something with Lil G, you know. I like his spirit. Anytime a man lose and tell you you beat me and don't make no excuses, it's all good.
Yeah. True that. But I tell you what, yeah, this is what I do. This is what I do with your back. I give you the back tie and let you leave in the quarter. I give you the back tie on Saturday after I get finished doggone raping Tackleball. I give you the back tie and let you move on that black eye booster that you got.
Then we might could do that, see, man.
And you know what? I'm going to sweeten it up for you. I'm willing to put Erica on my motorcycle and run you head up. Now, she ain't never rode my motorcycle before. Never. And run you head up. It ain't going to be for no big amount of money. It'll be for a little bit. Run you head up.
Hey, that's fine.
Let's do that. Let's do that then.
That's fine. I don't underestimate nobody, woman or anything. I mean, like I say, I ain't the lightest thing in the game, but I'm trying to get in the game.
Okay, can we do that? I'll put Erica on my motorcycle through the quarter. She ain't never made a pass on my motorcycle, ain't never rode no slider bike. We'll do a head up for a little change. It can be doggone 200. It don't matter.
Hey, whatever you wanna do after you do whatever you gotta do, I'll be at the train with you.
Okay, cool.
I got a stock wheelbase bike. Anybody on the line want to do something? Stock wheelbase, high boost up, 200 pounds. Just looking for a little fun. All
right.
Anybody? Stock wheelbase, high boost, 200 pound rider. That's fine. I'll be to the track anyway, man. I'm going to tell all y'all good luck. Congratulations. I'm going to take it to bed tonight.
All right,
man. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, you too. We're going to give a little rundown. We're going to back up again. Any Texas people on the line tonight that want to say anything for us with the Texas Grub Fest race that's coming up this Saturday? Is it time now to speak or forever hold your peace? Okay, we're going to move on along to the Vandalster. Anybody else other than Custom Fest got a race? Either want to say anything about a race they want to call out someone on, is feel free to take the time now, and we'll open the mic up and let you voice your opinion. Alright.
Alright.
Jerry. Custom comes.
Hey,
push
hey,
one,
hey. Hey, you stay out there.
Are you listening to the race or not?
Hold on, he must took us off the phone.
Man,
no, no, you
that motherfucker muted me because I was getting on his ass.
Yeah, he's not muted. We can hear you. We got one more caller here. 9499. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I know, Jackson. This is Port St. Chris. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Tackle Box, you're not muted. We can hear you. I hope y'all have a good turnout up there in Bot Austin. But in Texas, we're going to do a little shake, rattle, and roll. I got a little something locked in off the trailer with Paul, a.k.a. Heavy Hitter. He wanted off the trailer. It took him a year for his nest to grow, but I'm him. So from Texas, we send y'all love and support. Y'all be easy. Keep them wheels down.
Well, this race is doing heavy. It's straight off the trailer.
Straight off the trailer.
Like that kind of race now.
Hey, Chris, this the same guy that told me that I didn't try to race him in Hub City.
Okay.
Call me on my phone, man.
All right,
I'm gonna call. All right, go ahead and call me.
Okay, so what about I know that.
I'm here.
Okay. So who else is coming up? I know Neil was talking about a race with somebody, I believe.
We'd like to get some action with some Slaughterhouse Boys. We got a little 750, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to hang with a booster. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make the race fair and right and everything. But we haven't come to agreement yet. We told them let us tear out of there with a 750. Hey, I think that booster should be a good race. Y'all tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Who riding the booster? LeSean?
LeSean gonna ride the booster.
Okay.
We just trying to do something strange, you know what I'm saying? We got a little 750 making a little noise, you know.
Okay, are they making any noise, or either they making any profit for it, talking about this race, or what they want to do with head up, or?
He seems to want to, you know, try head up, but I don't see a booster running a 750 head up. That's not a fair race.
Okay.
You know, they got similar setup, kind of, sort of, but you got to look at the CCs. We just trying to do something even. And gamble a little bit. That's about it.
How long is the 750?
I don't know the measurement.
Estimate?
I say he's 70 plus. That's what I can tell you. 70 or 70 plus.
Street town
slick. He on a flat slick. And you got a booster cut up on a flat slick.
And how big are the riders?
Both of them weigh the same.
That's a gentleman like race to let that 750 move in.
That's what I thought. I'm just trying to get y'all feedback, you know what I'm saying? Try to do something because, you know, it's getting cold, you know what I'm saying? Do something for the crowd. The pot's going to be right, you know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to be greedy.
Well, what I may do is try to contact one of them after this phone. And see what kind of negotiation.
I'm going to tell you something right now. He ain't going to do it.
He may surprise you.
Me and race cowards make excuses.
He may have another caller, so hold that thought there for one second. 9050, your mic is on.
What's going on, Chris? It's Flex.
Hey, what's going on?
At 750, 74 inches, cut up stock seat position, cut up 75 inch pipe.
Oh,
he wasn't talking about it.
Okay, so you're saying that 750 is 74 inches?
74 inches.
Okay.
Stock gas tank, still in a stock seat position.
And the other boost is what, about 74.2?
75. Is it a true 750 or is it a 750 with a 1,000 motor?
No, it's the actual true thing. Check it out if you want to.
Yeah, if any of you on YouTube, or you can go on Cycle right there and check out the Gulf South topic, you can see the little 750 on there. I think I had some footage of it from the previous race, so I'm thinking this is the green and the little black 750.
Yes,
right,
sir.
On there.
Okay. Yes,
so
sir.
Just end up you. One thing. I'm gonna have to get those guys a call to see what they come up with. But if the riders are the same weight, basically you got a 74-inch 750 and a 75-inch flat six booster. Well, he's probably gonna holler about weight then. About the booster.
You got CCs.
More. Huh?
You got more CCs. You got 550 more CCs. If you gonna cry over that, I don't know what to tell you.
We may have Sean on the phone here. Let's hold for 1 second, guys. We're going to open up the mic 6452. Your mic is open.
Yeah. Why don't y'all quit playing with that 750 and get that boost out there and line it up? If it can't compete,
no.
Push it to the side.
With like which,
we talking about that RZA bike.
Come on, man. If it can't compete, if it can't compete, you got the bag. Push it to the side and bring them boosters up.
What which boost are you talking about?
Anything y'all got?
Okay, so the boost sitting over here on street tie. Boost sitting over here on street tie and cut up.
So you saying that 750 is a grudge back now?
No, I'm telling you. I just told everybody that's on this line that 750 was not cut up. I said your bike was cut up. You talking about
it's a flat set, right? It looked like a grudge bike. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, y'all got boosters. Y'all just said something about CC.
So now you want to run a street top bike, just a flip bike.
Well, you got a booster. You crying about a 750 now. You want something. Get your boots out there and line it up. Any booster y'all got?
You
got time enough to pull that flat slick, pull that flat slick off that 750 and put it on that booster.
You put a street tie on your boot.
I don't need to do the same. I ain't asking for nothing.
Okay, I tell you what.
I ain't asking nothing but for the leg. Do what now? Is this Forte? Is this Forte? Being Forte already supposed to be doing something.
Oh,
Forte
already
supposed to be doing
something. I have something with you. I
don't need to do nothing. I got something for you.
Soup, I got another question for you, man. This Chris, look. If somebody can match Ryder with some of those boosters that you referring to over there in Texas, will you give them a race?
Who that?
Some of those guys over there in Texas with a flat slick boost or something.
Man, we coming to run. We ain't begging for nothing.
Okay, hold that's one
you
thing.
Got
gotta
bill,
go
if you got the bag, stay in your lane. If you got the bag, hey, you the one asking for something in the race. Forte, did we call that 750 out or did the 750 call looking for something?
You said it was 750.
We ain't called looking for no 750.
We trying to make an even suit. We just trying to make an even race. We trying to make an even race.
Pull the boost out. Let's make it even.
Yeah, he want
a three-time
booster
against
his flat slick. That's a
cowboy. Put a flat slick on it. Or stay on your lane, bro. Stay on your lane.
Yeah. All right, we got another number up here. 8563, your mic is
open. It's going to beat flat again. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Al Key.
Hey, how the cool going on, man?
Oh, no, I've been trying to get in all day, man. You did it tonight.
Yeah, it's been, the lines been pretty tied up. Well, while the soup on him on the phone, maybe you want to go and take some time out now to kind of give him a brief introduction about the race coming up this weekend over there in Texas. We'll open the lines up for you to kind of, because we got about maybe another 12 minutes on the line. So we're going to give you a couple minutes to kind of, you know, go over what's going on this weekend.
We have the Texas Blood Test finale at Texas Raceway, and we're going to have a lot of good drug racing going on. Gates open at 3 p.m.
We race until midnight, so we got a lot of time to get plenty of grudge races in.
Okay. What about the big lockup that you came up with for us with these eight bikes to kind of compete for a nice little pot at the end of the night there? Can you kind of briefly describe or tell us something about that?
Yeah, well, both of the guys that were arguing tonight, they're both in that race, so they could probably get the race in then. But we got eight bikes, putting up 500 each and racing for the total pot, 4,000. So it's all heads up racing and pretty much for a title, Good Race of the Year for Texas Grudge Fest.
Okay.
So I'm gonna make them race
down.
For it instead of getting votes for it.
Let's put it down. Let's put in pound and the winner take it all.
I know that's gonna be kind of hard to do, but man, it would be nice if we could pair those two up there to run each other. Because I know if they don't get a chance to run it in the race, that it's gonna probably be a problem for us later on time wise.
We're gonna try and get the race, the little shootout race, out the way early. We're gonna start at 7 and do a round every hour. So we'll do 7, 8, and 9. They'll be over by 9 o'clock, so they still have 3 hours to get whatever they want to get in. You know.
Okay. I'm not going to pull it out. I'm just let things happen. But now, your opinion too about this 750 and Superman Booster, man. I mean, what is your take on that for that race? Is that a handicap race with the 750 wanting to run the Booster, or should the 750 stay in its place and run a 750 or 1,000 bike? What is your take on it?
Well, I mean, they're both really fast bikes, but, I mean, if you look at just the bikes themselves, not looking at the camps or anything, I mean, you know, in my opinion, 750 is not a fair race against the Booster. I mean, I don't know if it should get the brakes, maybe it's the back tire because it's 8 miles, but, you know, it's definitely not a fair race heads up. But I understand both the parties' points, you know, but if you ain't got a bike to match, then, you know, it's worth trying to work something out to get at least a race going than race nothing,
right.
You know.
Okay.
They're both quick bikes, and they're both going good, so it's not, you know, not heads up. It's kind of hard to compare. You know, just
CCs,
it's hard to
compare
with, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and your gates are opening at what, at 12?
No, they open at 3 p.m., and we're racing at 4, and we race till midnight, so we got, you know, 8 hours of plenty of racing to go down.
Okay, and then you're going to have the ceremony after the race is over, isn't it, at 12?
Yeah, I'm hoping everyone will stay around for the ceremonies. We're going to crown the good race of the year and crown the three-class champions and just, you know, let everybody know what's going on for next year and everything. So hopefully everybody stick around for that. That's going down at, like, about 12:10, something after everything gets ran down, and we have a little ceremony over in the Racers Chapel, which is a little building we'll all be able to meet in.
Okay. All right.
And I just also let everybody know that we're going to have Chris's DVDs from Houston and from the last race on sale at the Hughes Racing Trailer. We'll have them displayed up there. We're going to try to have a TV going with the DVD player so y'all can see a little bit of action that he's been shooting. And hopefully everybody will buy your DVDs and support you because, you know, you come a long way to come out and support us, and we appreciate it. And you make us all look like superstars, you know. So hopefully everybody will show you love and get your DVDs and everything.
Right. And I also may try to bring some from the very first race that you had all the way up until the eighth race. So I'll see if I can put a couple lacing something together, you know, from the first part of the beginning of the season and to the end. So it may have a little surprise for you, whatever.
Yeah, we'll put on the display whatever you got, Chris.
Right, okay. All right, so Super Duke, that kind of I guess give you any kind of idea or whatever, so you may end up drawing on him. So who knows? The race may have to happen. But
yeah, they can side bet. All I can tell them is get them boosters and line them up.
You be ready for me, boy.
Me. I got your boy and your money.
You gonna need?
Yeah.
I got you.
Man, you never had no money at the track.
Do what now?
Yeah, man.
All right, he called him back.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready to see Super Forte race again. I'm ready for that.
Yeah. I know you is. You ready for me to go and chop him on up. Chop him up.
Hey, you stay out there. Well, that was fun.
So, Eric, do we have all complete eight riders locked, or is it any alternates or whatever that can?
I do have four alternates on standby because I took just the first eight that locked in.
Okay.
We do have eight already locked in. We got two from Dallas, two from Arkansas, and one from Alabama.
Okay.
So that includes two from Dallas, being myself and Mark Warner.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, we got about 5 more minutes, not to cut you short or anything, but anybody else got anything to say or whatever for the call off? Get your last minute word in. I know it should be a super weekend on each part of the state, or is the Georgia side and the Texas side?
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend of good racing everywhere, so that's good.
Cousin Mick, are you still on board? Must be on mute. Okay. Oh, okay. There's one other thing, too, I think I had to ask you. Classes that you're having, are you still doing the staggered ET or...
Yeah, we're still doing the Staggered Street and Street ET. And I don't know if I'm doing the Outlaw Pro Street. I told everybody I need to have at least 6 in it to do it.
Okay.
And if not, we'll just take the points from the Good Rest of the Year shootout and award it to the winner.
Okay.
So the Pro Street class kind of had a real bad turnout this year. I don't know. If I guys just don't want to step on the race. I don't know what to do. It's just a heads-up class with no time. So I don't know. A lot of people don't want to do it, but maybe. We're still going to have the classes, and everything's been accruing points, so we'll still have a class champion for all three classes at the end of the year.
Okay. Also, I know I kind of was pushing you, but as far as with the program that you're trying to take for it into next year, can you just give a little sneak peek of the plans that you got for next year, or you just kind of want to keep it?
It's pretty much going to be similar to the same thing. It'll be another probably 5-race series here in Texas. I'm going to maybe try and move around a little bit. I tried one in Houston this year. It wasn't too successful. But I think that's a little bit on my part, not promoting as well as I should have. But I'm going to try and move around like I did this year. This is the first time I ever did it outside of Dallas. So it's going to be some of the same thing and try and maybe grow a little bit more classes. Me and Big J talked about maybe having a heavy hitter class as well, but we got to work out all the rules and try and keep all the crybabies out of it and everything. So, we're going to work on all that.
Okay. That's something just kind of throw out there in year two. You may want to consider doing a four-wheeler thing as well. I've had several guys from that area to kind of mention that about the ATVs, and hopefully I'll be running myself next year.
Yeah, I've had a bunch contact me here recently for some reason. I'm not out of the blue, but I got about 4 guys that called me to see if we could put a class together this weekend. I just told them, it's not enough notice, and when I try to put something together, I try to make it work real good, and just trying to throw something together, usually it just fails, you know. So not just race, but maybe we'll work on something for next year.
Okay.
With that being more classes and everything, I had to rent the track for more time than just 8 or 9 hours because we got to get everything done. So we might be something like noon to midnight, like a whole 12 hours, something like that.
Okay.
If we end up getting too many classes, but which I'm fine with as long as the organization is growing.
I'll go along with it. Okay. And I hope y'all get something together for next year. I know you've been talking about a four-wheeler for a while, so hopefully you're doing something. Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to be up and running. That's the plan. Banshee lover needs to be on a Banshee. <laughs> Yeah, well, I got something to make it, so hopefully everything go well. Yes, indeed. Well, we got about another 20 seconds here left, so I do appreciate you coming on, man, and kind of give a brief description of what's going to take place this weekend, and kind of give some guys some ideas of the races that's going to take place. And so,
yeah, no problem.
I was hoping
good racing going down in Valdosta this weekend, but we also got some good racing going on in Texas, so I hope everybody can make it out to both of them.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Yep. indeed.
Slaughterhouse going down.
Well, you know the camera will be rolling, so no excuses.
That's right. Chris always got a camera rolling, so no can be no lying.
Going down. Yeah.
But I think this one here going to be an all-out uncut version here. I mean, because, you know, I've been kind of taking it easy, but I think this is going to be well worth the, trying to keep the cameras rolling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. I sure wish
we could
pick that Razor, Sean Lou, if he cut his hair. But, we may have to work something. Have to work something out. Indeed. Well, guys, that is about time for the show tonight. So, we gonna let's say wish everybody good luck and hope to see you either in Georgia or either in Texas this weekend. So with that being said, we're going to shut down the show for tonight and kind of want to thank each and every one for coming on tonight. So
Texas, motherfucker, that's where I stay.
So with that being said, guys, we'll see you this weekend.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Okay, man.
All right, Chris, see you later.
Okay.